And we just a few weeks ago had an interview with the food bank, Dave Murray.
Yeah.
And he was mentioning your work and the Fraser Valley Business Association's work in helping the food bank. Can you go into more elaboration on that project?
So that project kind of started back when COVID first hit. So in March, a group of us at that point, some of them that have, you know, been sponsors or just friends, we all kind of sat down and were discussing about how a lot of our international students and or just generally individuals may be finding it hard to you know, make ends meet and put groceries on their table. So all of us pooled some money together and we bought groceries. At that time, it was actually only South Asian groceries. And then we added pasta and meats and dry meats and things like that. And we distributed those at our office and to any individuals could call and they can pick up the food. But what we saw was certain people were a little bit reluctant, which I can completely understand, right? Sometimes coming out and asking for help is not easy. It's difficult. That's when I reached out to Dave and Matt Lone at the food bank. I said, look, we've got a bunch of grocery left over. And again, most of that was South Asian grocery at that time. And can we drop this off and you guys can help distribute this? So we did that. Believe it or not, within a day or two, I got a call from Matt and said that everything was taken. Again, we all put the group together, everybody pitched in money, and he said there were 30 families in need of these groceries. So we decided we'd put 40 packs together. Each pack would have enough groceries for 1 month. And again, Sergey, being in Abbotsford, you know, one of the more giving communities in all of Canada, Carl and Jag from Maximum Collision reached out. They're like, hey, look, we want to help out as well. What can we do to help? And that 40 packages went to 100. We dropped that off with the food bank last week, December 16th, and there's 100 packages for families. Each package is 1 month worth of groceries.
Are you looking for a longer-term way you can help the food bank, or was that a one-thing deal?
The food bank applied for a grant, so they did receive that grant. Khalsa Credit Union has also provided a grant, so that it will be ongoing.
That's great.
And we're always here, like I told Matt and Dave from the food bank. We're here to fill in the gaps whenever needed.
Now if I can get to your guys' newspaper, because it's a big deal, especially in the South Asian community down here. People that are listening may not know, your father is also the chancellor at UFE. He was the founding member of the Punjabi Patrika. Can you explain how many people in this community your paper serves?
We'll take you back to 1996. So it was actually founded by both my dad and my mom. At that time, my dad had lost his job. There was a federal cutbacks. I think it was when Jan Kirchen won as prime minister. So dad was one of the 40,000 civil servants who lost their job at that time. He decided that the community here at large needed a bilingual, both English and Punjabi community newspaper to bridge the gap. So that paper was started back in October of 1996, and it was 12 pages, black and white, and it was biweekly at that time. Brother and I, Ronnie and I, were very young. So for us, it was just, you know, it was fun because there was always somebody at home working and whatnot. But there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that both my parents put in and the team as well. And so it went on, and now, you know, 25 years later, we're proud to call our paper the Fraser Valley's only bilingual newspaper that is both in English and Punjabi, and it's distributed to about 15,000 residents in between Abbotsford and Mission, and a small subscription base in Surrey as well. And again, it's been great. The community has always supported us. All three levels of government do use our newspaper to get the message across, especially in the Fraser Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious too about how your business with the paper has shifted this year, because as a journalist and as someone who was working as an editor up until like a few months ago for a small newsroom, I know that the COVID-19 pandemic just changed the way that distribution works, the way that production works, all of those things. How did you still reach your audience and adapt when people could no longer go out to, you know, coffee shops or stands as much?
General pickup spots were closed, or people just weren't going to those same spots to pick up the newspaper. So we increased our door-to-door distribution. And then we found ourselves in a situation where we were able to help, especially the individuals that only read Punjabi, to get the messaging of what are the Fraser Health guidelines? What are the restrictions, right? What is Abbotsford Division of Family Practice saying? How do we keep our family members safe? So we were able to provide that information through our newspaper in various different articles, ads, just letting people know what's going on around the community and where you can go to get the right information, because we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if the information we were getting on our phones was correct. You know, was it true or was it just somebody sending messages? But we were able to help those individuals know what was true and what wasn't.
That's actually something that I brought up when we were talking to folks from the city. I believe I asked the mayor at one point, why is it that the city doesn't have official communications in Punjabi, considering there's so many Punjabi speakers in Abbotsford? And his response was basically, I haven't heard that the need is there. So now that I'm talking to you and I can see that clearly, you know, you and your family see that the need is there, what do you think the city could be doing to help, I guess, with this outreach and this distribution of information to Punjabi speakers?
So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there that maybe some of the information should be in Punjabi. The city does publish a city page with us once a month. So a lot of the information is provided in that page in Punjabi. The older generations may only read Punjabi, where the younger generations are reading English as well. So I think if we're able to translate some of that information over to Punjabi, that is always helpful and useful. And then again, we go back to our partnership with the city. A lot of their communication that they feel is required in Punjabi is in our paper in Punjabi.
There has always been a complaint in the South Asian community that we don't have enough representatives representing us in City Hall as an upcoming leader of the South Asian community that people look up to. How do you suggest that we address that complaint?
So, Jude, we got to work together, right? We all have to work together. I think sometimes division is very common in the South Asian community, but I think together we are so much more powerful. So I think it's just a matter of some of the younger generation and the generations getting together and saying, okay, how do we all work together for our common goal of making Abbotsford better? It's not easy sometimes breaking through that glass, right? And being able to get elected is difficult. Presently, we have, you know, we have Councillor Kelly Chahal.
Yeah, we do.
Previously, we had Mo Gill. Hopefully, in the time to come, younger people got to get involved. Like we discussed earlier in this interview, Sarjeet, what do? We need to get the younger people involved. I think there's so many intelligent young individuals out there, and everyone gets together and has a discussion, and something positive will come out of that. I think that's important.
One of the complaints that our community has is basically we stick together. You know, we don't tend to go in the broader mainstream community. How do you suggest that our community take steps to bring their young people into the mainstream Chamber of Commerce and other groups like this?
Sergi, 20, 30 years ago, there, like Alyssa was saying, there was a language barrier, right? So maybe individuals were more comfortable talking in their own language. But now with the younger generation coming up, and you know, a lot of intelligent young kids, I think there will be an opportunity for everyone to get involved. We give it a prime example, the chamber, they have an election every March, right? And you can put your name forward and you can run, and I'm sure they would get the support they need, right? Another board that I'm on is the Fraser Valley Healthcare Foundation. Again, we have Bam Sidhu on that, Grameen Banipal, young and upcoming South Asian lady who's doing a lot of things. She has her own society, you know, at the age of 23. So there's a lot of people that if they want to get involved, they have the opportunity.
What would your message be to our community's young people?
Keep working hard. A lot of our you know, just generally the younger generation now is hardworking. They're intelligent. The technology has definitely, you know, gone leaps and bounds. So we all have opportunity to do a lot, and just get involved. Get involved in your community. Get involved in whatever you want to do. Get involved in the change you want to see and be that change. And be safe nowadays with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add or address today? I know you do a lot of things with a lot of groups.
No, I think it's great. I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity to chat with you both. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, and stay safe.